A beautifully designed Squarespace website is the difference between thinking about photography school and selling your portraits online. It's the difference between giving away those cookies you just made for free and running your cookie empire. A beautifully designed Squarespace website is the difference between having a movie reviewing hobby and a movie reviewing career. Squarespace, because no matter what you're into, a website makes it real. Use offer code THEDIFFERENCE for 30% off every plan. Terms and conditions apply.
What if you could see what's happening inside your body? Prenuvo's whole body scan screens for hundreds of conditions, including many solid tumors, as early as stage one, all in under an hour. And now, you can go beyond imaging with 80-plus blood biomarkers that help complete the picture. This Labor Day, save $300 off your scan when you book at prenuvo.com. That's prenuvo.com. Save $300 now through September 8th at prenuvo.com. Terms and conditions apply.
History That Doesn't Suck is a legit, hard-hitting American history podcast told through entertaining stories. History That Doesn't Suck, an Odyssey podcast, available wherever you get your podcasts.
If anyone is watching some World Cup soccer this afternoon, Argentina and Egypt. Egypt up 2-0 in what minute? It was had to be after the 60th minute because DJ, my son, texted me that he bet Argentina down 2-0 in the 60th minute. I saw Messi. I'm at the studios, and I was with our general manager, Claudia, and I was sitting in her office. We were watching the match, and I saw Messi score the equalizer. So it was 2-2, and now in stoppage time, they're in the 100th minute. So stoppage time really should be over at some point because there were 7 minutes added. Argentina's up 3-2. They were down 2-0. They are up 3-2.
This is some fun soccer.
This is fun.
I don't know if it's fun soccer, but I enjoy watching this stuff.
Oh, how is this not fun? I mean, to be down 2-0, I'm assuming they were huge favorites coming into this game.
Massive favorites. And it's not disrespect to Egypt. Like,
it's Argentina.
This would have been one of the biggest upsets probably in World Cup history. And they're up 2-0.
They had it.
Romero scored the first goal for Argentina in the 79th minute. So through 78 minutes, Egypt was controlling this game up 2-0. That goal by Mustafa Zico that put him up 2-0, there it is, it's over, was a golazo. And Argentina is going to move on.
That's crazy.
Shouldn't they have parked the food truck when they're up 2-0?
That's what led to their demise, no joke. Like, they were coming out, they were attacking, they were pressing, and the second they go up 2-0, they kind of make some subs, they push themselves back to hold on to a 2-0 lead, and now you're giving Argentina all the space in the world to just have this relentless attack into the box, and they're too talented to
You almost have to stay on the aggressive.
You have to. It doesn't mean
and you see it in football all the time, right? We always talk about it. Someone goes into a prevent defense.
Right.
They always say what? Prevent defense just prevents you from winning. Like, I mean, that you're giving a team a lot of opportunities to be aggressive, and Egypt coughs up
crazy.
Like Solana just said, possibly one of the biggest upsets in World Cup history. And this is, by the way, equivalent, I'm guessing, to that Patriots Super Bowl, but the entire comeback only happening in the fourth quarter.
Right.
Because if this started in the 79th minute, like, it was over.
It was the fourth quarter.
It was over.
It was the fourth quarter.
That is crazy.
Yeah. Insane.
Yeah, this is fun.
Now, let us turn our attention to last night.
Oof.
I didn't know if I was watching USA or Uruguay.
That's cute.
Do we have a rim shot? I have a couple of these to get off. Do we have any kind of rim shot sound effect? Hold on. I'm going to try this again.
You're going to say Uruguay one again?
Well, I'm going to do all my lines again.
Like,
I think
that
it's
going
to. I think it's going to be. Right. I think it's going to hit.
Line them up, Hawk.
You like that one?
Line them up because I lost money on everybody.
Right. Yeah. We have a rim shot, Jimmy. All right. I didn't know last night if I was watching USA or Uruguay.
Cute.
I think the USA could have won if they added 3 days of stoppage time. You know, I want to nominate Christian Pulisic for the FIFA Peace Prize. Piece of garbage. All right, that's all I got.
That's good.
Thank you. I wrote those down this morning. Yeah, I thought, I workshopped them on Whitty and Appel last night.
Okay. We're good. Thank you. Embarrassing.
That was embarrassing.
Yeah.
I had hood guys. I had homeboys watching that game and they're texting me like, bro, why are you texting me about this damn game?
Right,
I said,
like,
my bad, big
people,
homie.
Like, people start, I think there are plenty of USA fans who really last night was their first exposure. They didn't watch any of the group stage and maybe didn't watch the first match. And now everyone's talking about last night. And so it's like Monday night, you're sitting down with your family, and it was embarrassing. Embarrassing.
Yeah.
Is it? But Solana, and you're our soccer expert on this show. I heard you on with Joe earlier. They are just better players. Like, all I saw, my infant mind of soccer, they are more talented. They are more precise with their passes. They are more precise with their shots. They are just better players than we have. It's no coaching. It's nothing like that. Their passes were always on point, and we kicked the ball over everybody's head.
Right, but yesterday, the U.S., it wasn't just that Belgium had more quality on the pitch. Yesterday, the U.S. looked like an AYSO team playing U-12.
Right. Why?
The talent gap is not that large.
Why did they look that bad last night?
I don't know if the moment was too big for them. And I'm talking about the stars, the best players, Christian Pulisic, Sergino Dest, Weston McKennie, even Flo Balogun yesterday. I don't know if the entire the red card being rescinded maybe led to some mixed emotions going into the game. Or I don't know. I don't know how that impacted them internally. But what you saw yesterday was a USA team.
Best thing that's ever happened to you financially. Go.
Easy. Sold my car on Carvana. Amazing offer.
Really? I hit 200 on a scratcher.
Did the scratcher come to your house and hand you a check?
No.
How many scratchers did you hit to get that? I hit a button on Carvana.com once.
Okay, that's fair.
It's like the lottery, except you always win.
Not like the lottery at all, actually.
Exactly. Inexplicably good. Offers worth bragging about. Sell your car today on Carvana. Pickup fees may apply.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
What if you could see what's happening inside your body? Prenuvo's whole body scan screens for hundreds of conditions, including many solid tumors as early as stage one, all in under an hour. And now, you can go beyond imaging with 80-plus blood biomarkers that help complete the picture. This Labor Day, save $300 off your scan when you book at Prenuvo.com. That's Prenuvo.com. Save $300 now through September 8th at Prenuvo.com. Terms and conditions apply.
That up until that point proved that they were ready for that moment. A rematch against Belgium in the exact same round where they should have won in 2014. And Chris Wondolowski had one of the worst misses in American sports history in stoppage time that would have won them the game and put them into the quarterfinal. They could have shook those demons. And instead, what you got was a team that once again proved they didn't belong on that stage. And I expected not necessarily a win, but a team that looked like they belonged. And it's not even like Belgium necessarily is the best team at this tournament, but they looked like the best team at this tournament. And the U.S. looked like one of the worst teams to advance out of the group stage yesterday.
And Solana, just let me know what Matt Freeze was supposed to do, because I know it's not what he was supposed to do when he ran out there with that goofball stuff.
No, yeah, he's supposed to give it to the other team. That's exactly
that honestly looked like amateur hour. That was amateur hour. And I mean, I don't know why he pulled back the kick.
Hesitated.
He obviously felt something behind him, but if you're feeling something behind you, to me, that's more reason to get the ball out of there.
Hesitated, and what's surprising there is he did everything perfect until that point. He was up on his line properly.
In the first 90 seconds of the match was a great save.
Yeah, well, I think the second goal was his fault, too. Nobody's really talking about it. But I'm talking about on that specific play where he leaves his box, he intercepts a pass, he approached it perfectly, played it with his chest perfectly, passes the defender, like he does everything perfect, and then it's almost like he froze and didn't know what to do. And any goalkeeper, I know we joke about me being a fourth team all day, but no joke, I played goalie my entire life. Basics, fundamental goalkeeping.
Get rid of it.
The second you control it, you're putting that ball into the 35th row on the other side of the stadium.
Right.
Don't even.
If you have any concerns, if you have any concerns of someone being near you, around you, not knowing where anyone is, just launch it.
Especially in that moment.
Isn't that like a quarterback just getting rid of the ball?
You get rid of it. You don't mess with it. You don't even consider the possibility of you turning it over because it's fine. You just get rid of that play, and that dangerous opportunity goes away in an instant. And it looked like he tried to stop the ball once he got by the Belgian player and then was going to make a decision, second-guessed himself, and he froze, and then he just whiffed on the ball because he got nervous, which, again, that is like rudimentary stuff. Yeah. He looked like a goalkeeper that should not have been in that position in that play, should not have been on the field for that play. Embarrassing.
If I could tell that wasn't what it's supposed to look like, it's obvious that he messed up pretty bad.
Embarrassing, man. Embarrassing. To lose like that, because even in that second half, they make the sub, Sergino Dest comes on, and they put in Gio Reyna. The first, I want to say, 8 to 10 minutes of that second half, I'm not saying the U.S. was dominant by any stretch of the means, but they looked like a team that was going to have a chance to equalize. They looked like a team that was pressing forward again, and though it was getting back to their identity a little bit, with just more presence in the midfield with Gio Reyna. And then Christian Pulisic kicks the opposing player. He's out with an injury. And while your goalkeeper is just giving away a goal, your substitutes, and I don't mean this to demean the U.S., but your substitutes to change the course of the game down two goals with 30 minutes left to go are Berhalter and Lukaku is coming in for Belgium. Like, it's just, it's a different.
There's a talent gap there.
It's a different.
Yes. There's a talent gap.
It's totally different.
Said, even with the talent gap, USA looked like a team that we did not see this entire tournament.
At all. So, at all.
Very disappointing.
The moment was too big.
Yeah.
Was the moment too big?
Yeah. I it's hard to.
Pochettino didn't have him ready. Your thoughts? 305-776. What's our number?
Hey, man. I like Lukaku, whatever his name is.
Lukaku?
He came in there balling.
He did
balling. You can't argue that the moment wasn't too big for them because look how they played. Like, they just played absolutely awful.
Girl, let's get real. Some pads are just diapers with a good PR team. But not the new Kotex BioCare. That's because Kotex BioCare helps defend against odor and irritants. And it's the first and only pad with this pH proactive system that helps optimize the pad's pH. Just think of it as self-care for down there. Check out Kotex.com for more details on the all-new Kotex, completely redesigned to meet your needs. You asked, we heard.
What if the thing you're listening to right now never got interrupted? What if it could play uninterrupted from room to room on Sonos? What if you start with two Sonos speakers just to see how it feels? What if you really like how it feels and you become a Sonos person who can't stop saying to their friends, "What if you start with two Sonos speakers just to see how it feels?" Because it's not magic, but it's not not magic.